Good evening. Do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special show. We will return it to you as soon as you are grooving.
And now, broadcasting live, galaxy-wide, deep from within the computer talk command and control bunker from an undisclosed location in the sunny Southwest, it's Computer Talk with Dave Mason. And now, your host for Computer Talk, Dr. Dave.
And good day, America. Welcome to another edition of Computer Talk with Dave Mason, border to border, coast to coast, and galaxy wide, your home of common sense technology. As is always the case, a million things to talk about today, some gargantuan developments, and we'll try to cover them all, try to do a better job of being a little more pace-minded. But, man, it's just a
pace,
huge...
What? You're going to change the format of the show?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Man.
It's worked for 20 years.
Big week.
Why change it now?
We're going to spend some time talking about laptops. You know, I think with the advent and popularity of tablets, finally, you know, it's been so interesting to talk, to watch the development of tablets over the years, and it's hard not to be a little bit... skeptical. Yeah, I'll get into the details of that later in the show. But we're going to spend some time talking about laptops. So if you're thinking about laptops, some recommendations on what you at least ought to look at, if not purchase, consider. Maybe save you some money, save you some effort, save you some heartache. And, of course, your calls at 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. And as usual, the ever-present, massively muscular, cold stone, evil Steve at my side.
You're quasi-evil. You're semi-evil. You're the margarine of evil. You're the Diet Coke of evil. Just one calorie, not evil enough.
Evil. Evil is his one and only name.
And me? I'm my computer's user and your host, Dr. Dave.
Red balls of fire, I'm bodacious. Red balls of fire, I'm afraid. Red balls of fire, goodness gracious. I'm chop, 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 chopping with all of my might.
Yeah! 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Beautiful day here in the semi-sunny Southwest. Mm-hmm. It's a little cool. It's actually 63.2 degrees outside.
What? Yeah, it's supposed to get windy and chance of rain today.
Yeah, unusual for us. Do you realize that we have reached the amount of annual rainfall for 2015?
Yeah.
Now... that we had, that it took us until August last year to reach.
Really?
We're talking 2 months' time.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
No, that's a very good thing. I mean, you don't, when it comes to the water in the desert, you do not bemoan rainfall. So we're excited. A little allergic as a result.
Right.
I mean, one of the things that happens here, I mean, I've got plants that bloom twice in the winter. I'm serious.
Right.
That's how bizarre. You know, you get a rainfall, the plants go, oh, it doesn't matter whether it's November, December, January, you know, they take advantage of it.
That's exactly what happens with desert and our animals. Well, plants and
plants animals. Plants are animals. They can feel, too.
That's true.
You know, they squeal when you cut them.
Ah! Yeah. Yeah. No, it's true, though. They really do their magic quickly because they know it's not going to stick around very long.
Right. They have to take advantage
of it. And
hence,
that's why I said, is it a good thing or a bad thing? Because I know... the effect on the human population when the allergies start kicking up.
Yeah, especially in this, the population in this household. Oh, yeah, it's tough.
Not good.
Yeah. We're all right, though. We're having a good time. 866-821-8255. So, I don't. How long has it been? When did I say I'm going to start testing? Hey!
What?
No dropping banana peels on the keyboards.
It's like the Pepsi syndrome.
What is this, dude?
Banana syndrome. What happens? What happens to the
dropping banana peels
automation when
on the automation keyboard?
Hey, I might just have to slip a cart here or there. That's all.
But how long ago was that when I said I'm going to see if I can actually use Linux on a daily basis and, you know, run my business, live my life, do what I did with Windows for decades. Can I do it with Linux? How long ago was it? It's been forever now.
It's been many years.
Isn't it been like 5 years now?
Something like that.
Which is incredible. I was going to do it for like 3 months, 6 months.
See,
that was going to be a long-term test.
You never stopped.
I'm still using Linux on my primary laptop. We've got them on production radio show studio computers.
Running the show as we speak.
You know, we do have some Windows stuff too, but you know, I'm on Linux. I've been very impressed. Now, look, and again, I'm not. You know, I talk to people about this all the time, and they say, "Gee, so you're saying I should go out and buy a Linux machine?" And I'm not necessarily saying that, but I am saying that it is finally. You know, they've been predicting for two decades that it was the year of Linux. You know. Kind of a joke, but it's really getting to be an interesting situation now between Apple and Android. It's actually been the year of Linux for some time now because both of those operating systems are built on Linux. But an interesting story in PC World from a fellow by the name of Brad Chakos just yesterday wrote an article about the availability of games on Linux, and it really is beginning to be an option. There's 25 different, he calls them, killer PC games. Really an incredible development, because that's been one of the in terms of popularity, appealing to the masses. The lack of games and other apps, really a crippling effect on the use of Linux. But no longer do you have to use Wine and other weird workarounds to try to get games to work on Linux. A company called Valve, many of you are familiar with, big game company, launched Steam for Linux about 18 months ago. And as a result, the native Linux gaming landscape has absolutely exploded. Anything based on the Steam OS works fine in Linux. And the Steam OS is not really an operating system per se, but it is a gaming platform. Steam OS on Windows, Steam OS on Linux. You know, it's interesting. It just occurred to me. I'm not sure what the situation with Mac is, but because it's a Linux based OS, it may well be the situation there too. I'll need to double check. 25 really awesome games. We'll get into the details, some of the ones that are available for you if you're a gamer. And your calls at 866-821-8255. And then we're going to talk about some laptops today, so stay tuned.
Don't go away now. Dr. Dave is about to answer your question next. Right here, right now, on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's Data Recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to davemason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's Data Recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's Data Recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's Data Recovery at davemason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at idvault.com today and save $10. That's idvault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. You've done everything you're supposed to do to protect yourself from identity theft, the fastest growing crime in America, but nothing's perfect, so how can you guarantee that your identity won't be stolen? Hi, this is Dr. Dave, host of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. LifeLock is the answer. Listen to what LifeLock CEO Todd Davis told me recently on my show.
The idea that you're going to hide your information clearly doesn't work. Let's go tell those criminals we're going to take control again. I'm not going to live in fear. I'm going to surf the web. I'm going to bank online. I'm going to shop online. I'm going to take advantage of technology without worrying about looking over my shoulder about who's going to steal my identity or what damage they're going to do to it. I'll back up every client we have at LifeLock with that $1 million guarantee.
There you go. You can stop worrying about identity theft because the folks at LifeLock have got your back. LifeLock, real identity theft protection with an astonishing $1 million guarantee. Go get LifeLock today at LifeLock.com or call 877-LIFELOCK. That's 877-543-3562. Tell Todd Davis, Dr. Dave sent you.